The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
Great to have you along. We've had a really enlightening, interesting, fun time on Utah's Capitol Hill this morning. And I have to tell you, what motivated this conversation was actually legislation proposed down in Oklahoma. It's their House Bill 1125, authored by State Representative Todd Russ, which would basically do away with marriage licenses from a governmental entity and basically put the whole shebang over on the clergy. Now, boy, this is causing a real brouhaha down in Oklahoma. And this morning I asked our producers to check and see what type of marriage modification issues we have on Utah's Capitol Hill. And I really appreciate Jacob Andrick joining us here at KSL, who is the chief sponsor of what is HB 66, Marriage Modifications. You are mentioning that this is still a work in progress, that not completely satisfied with some of the language in it. But perhaps you could tell us, what is the spirit behind the bill? What, you know, not specific language, but what do you ultimately hope for here?
Well, when I first drafted the bill, it was during my very first session in 2013. DOMA was heating up. We're going to go to the Supreme Court, and so I held off running it because I wanted to see what happened. Then I released the bill publicly 2 days before Judge Shelby's ruling, and all of a sudden people are like, "Oh, this is the GOP's response." Well, no, I released it 2 days before.
Timing's everything, isn't it?
So anyhow, come full circle, we were held off while Amendment 3 went through, but I ended up running the bill because really the spirit of the law was to put people at ease. Okay, if same-sex marriage is going to be legal, if SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, anyone else comes and says, "Guys, you can't treat these people differently. They're citizens of the United States," it's not going to be the end of the world. We can make sure that, you know, it's not going to necessarily infiltrate into clergy, into, you know, you do have your First Amendment protections of religious freedom. So this is kind of a shore up of those things. It's kind of a sad state of affairs that I feel like we have to have it.
Right.
But it is something that I was trying to say. Number one, just relax. It's not going to be the end of the world. Your protections are still going to be there. But number two, to kind of say, okay, but, you know, federal government or court systems, this is the line. You know, we draw that line in the sand and say, the First Amendment is the First Amendment on purpose, right?
Right.
It's not the 8th or the 10th or the, you know, 27th. It is the First Amendment because religious liberty was one of the originating founding principles. So that being said, I'm not 100% on the language that is currently public. But I made it public back in December because I didn't want it to be appeared as a gotcha note. I didn't want the, you know, oh, we're going to go ahead and have a response to same-sex marriage, so therefore I'm rolling out this bill. It's been protected. No one's had a chance to vet it. I wanted people's input. I really did. And believe me, I've gotten a lot of input.
I'll bet you have. Is the bottom line spirit of this bill just to protect those religions who would prefer not to be forced to perform? And by the way, I've never heard anybody on the other side of the argument who wants gay marriage ever even breathe or suggest that that is something that they wanted. But is it the idea to protect religions from ever being forced in the state of Utah to have to compromise what might be their moral or their religious beliefs and perform the same-sex marriage?
That's correct. In essence, what the bill says is members of the clergy or anyone authorized to solemnize marriage shall not be required and may not be compelled to do so when it violates the religious doctrines, beliefs, tenets, and free exercise of religious conscience.
Now, would that go down into, like, the county clerk's office? Could somebody refuse to issue a license that day because they happened to be at the window and they were uncomfortable?
Well, that is actually the essence of some of the modifications I'm making to the bill currently, because I do believe, even though people will argue that I'm wrong, I do believe that people should have an individual exemption to recuse themselves and say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with this. But that being said, I don't believe that that absolves the state or the county from guaranteeing that those services can be rendered when they make application and want to solemnize their marriage. So that being said, so the bill, the modifications we're working on right now is aimed to try to give individuals that exemption, number one, but number two, to broaden it so that the clerks or whatnot still have someone on staff authorized to do so to render the services. That way we're not treating anyone separately, right. But we can still recuse ourselves if we have a religious objection.
That's something that I had wondered about because, you know, I have some ties into rural, you know, Utah. And sometimes, boy, you go into the post office, there's only one person there, and it's only for 2 hours.
You're absolutely right.
Or you go into the county clerk's office, and, you know, you just hope you didn't hit the lunch hour because nobody else can help you.
Well, what's interesting, though, is you look at all the 29 counties, not all of them actually offer marriage. There are a couple of counties in rural areas that you've got to actually go to a neighboring or to the sheriff's office to actually get a certificate for application for a marriage license. So it's not that this is uniform. Some county clerks don't even perform those marriages. They won't do it. It's something they've never done in the past. They send them over to the justice of the peace. So it's not a uniform in how we're currently offering it. So but I have been contacted by quite a few mayors and county commissioners saying, please, you know, I'm not comfortable with this. Will you provide an exemption? So originally the bill was just looking at clergy, and from the last session till now, I opened it up to include public officials, but with the caveat that, you know, the public officials are, you know, you still have the obligation as a county clerk. If someone comes, you still have to render those services, so you have to have someone on staff.
It is interesting. You have waded into a hotbed, haven't you, on this
one? Yeah, a little bit. I've gotten emails that some of them will make your jaw drop, for sure.
You know, oh, boy, I'll compare emails with you someday. I think I can relate. You know, it's interesting, too, back to religious liberties. Everybody wants to preserve. And, again, when I say everybody, I've had people on my show. I've had people, you know, who have called me, emailed me, texted me, who are very much on the pro same-sex marriage side.
Right.
And all of them have said, you know, I want to respect religious liberty. But one sent me a real interesting note once and said, you know, in the congregation that I attend, our pastor is gay. And we feel like our religious liberties are being infringed upon because it is the desire of our church, it is the desire of our congregation, it is the desire of my ecclesiastical leader to be able to perform same-sex marriage. And, wow, I actually had Senator Hatch on the day I talked about that, and Senator Hatch looked at me and goes, boy, this just underscores how complicated it is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and, the bill itself isn't meant to design how religions will respond to this. If a particular religion is completely fine with their doctrines and tenets to open it up, marriage to same-sex couples, they should be allowed to do so. I mean, that's freedom of religion at its essence. But on the same account, I felt like individuals needed to have that same level of comfort, if you will. You shall not be required, may not be compelled to solemnize marriage when doing so violates their religious beliefs.
Isn't it interesting how the same kind of principle is filtering down to photographers, to those who are making the wedding cakes, to those who, and boy, I'll tell you, it is an interesting debate, and I appreciate you making time. I know you're going to run to lunch here during the break with your family, and I appreciate you making time for us. We'll watch this bill with great interest.
Thank you very much, Doug.
What a pleasure to have you on the air with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jacob Andrick with us here at KSL News Radio. We've been talking about HB 66, which, as was indicated, is still a work in progress. Let's put it that way. It's 11:46. Much more to come. Stay with us.
When work starts, the news doesn't stop.
We have breaking news, and our Brian Martin is standing by in the KSL 24-Hour News Center.
Click the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.